This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, everybody? It is another episode of The Affair. We finally get to find out what Cole and Allison are talking about. Y'all ready? Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV super fan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I'm like, wait, ready? 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 Wait. Oh, it's coming.
Sink back into the ocean.
Hey, there it is.
Oh.
We promised.
Yes.
It's finally here for you.
Finally. Hey. This is like super dope.
Right?
I like this.
Like, this is good. I know.
Like, I would play this in my car.
I know.
Right? Hey. Get it. What? What? The Affair. The Affair. The Affair. The Affair. Go Affair. What? Stop it. Okay, took it too far. What's up, everybody? You know what it is. It's your boy Lim Gonzalez here with another amazing episode of The Affair. Love this show. I'm here exclusively.
Exclusively
with my home girl, Allison Dean. What's up, Allison?
Hello, everyone. I'm Allison Dean. You can find me everywhere at The Allison Dean.
Yes. And you can find me at The Poet Saint. Our other co-hosts, you cannot find them here.
No.
Today, they're doing their thug thizzle, but, you know.
They're here in spirit.
They're here in spirit. And we're going to hold it down.
Yeah.
Because yes, that's what we do.
Oh, that's what we do, Lon.
Absolutely. And this is a great episode to hold down.
This episode was shabammers.
Dude, I was waiting.
Yeah.
I was waiting, and they did not disappoint.
No, they did not.
They did not disappoint with Cole and Allison's point of view.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shocker. Just from the start, the comparison of their two, you know, versions, the ending part where we see Noah, like, it's crazy.
Whoa.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I will say, though, in both versions, this entire episode, Louisa is not looking good.
She is just, man, she's not. Hating
she
real.
She drank a whole gallon of Haterade.
She really did.
Like, a whole gallon. And I thought, like, maybe, okay, with Cole's version, it would be a little bit better light. But no, like, you know, it was bad. And
it was slightly better in the sense that didn't have the direct one-on-one when,
correct,
like, we had with Allison's POV.
Correct.
But no, it was bad. And obviously, you know, because Louisa is in the situation she's in, mm-hmm, where she does feel thoroughly threatened by Allison, by, mm-hmm, all of it.
And rightfully so, as we found out.
But at the same time, it's like, that's not the way to win anything by, like, emoting that much negativity, right? You don't get many places being that way.
Absolutely
no matter
not.
What.
Absolutely not. And that's why I asked you earlier when we were watching, I was like, how long was Allison gone? And you were like, 6 months. And so I'm like, so you mean she has this much disdain for Allison and this much, you know, she feels this territorial over Joni after her being gone for only 6 months?
But I think it's beyond that too. I think it's just...
Obviously.
I think it's... the minute she knew, the minute Louisa found out that Cole was the father,
right?
I think that was sort of like game over, right? The minute sort of Allison was introduced in that way back into her life.
Right. So you think it was animosity from jump?
Yeah.
And then the whole fact of her leaving was just like icing on top of the animosity cake.
There you go.
Type thing. Okay.
Yes, the animosity cake.
Got it.
No one eat any of that, please.
Right, exactly. Unless you have allergies, peanut allergies. Just saying. But no, I mean, and that does make sense because I'm like, you can't feel this way after her. And granted, and Allison even says, you know, look, my bad. I've apologized profusely. I'm going through it. This is something I'm going to deal with for the rest of my life, you know, my actions. But again, what you said about the whole threatening thing, and that's a great point. As soon as she found out Cole was a father, boom, like you said, game on. And now she's just in full throttle mode about like, no, you should really, if you never come back in our life, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
I'm really good with that. And then we see kind of towards the end how she kind of,
hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You know, throws an olive branch after, you know, well, let's just get into it.
I know, there's like I've been jumping around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's so much. It's so much. So it starts off with Cole, Cole's version, and we see Cole and Allison getting busy.
Yep. And we were both looking at each other like, uh-huh, what
is going on here? It ends up being a dream.
Oh. And then we still looked at each other. We were like, really?
Interesting. Because he literally wakes up in bed with his wife,
with Louisa. Yep.
And then we have Joni comes in and like, hey, Joni, what's up? And then we really get a good glimpse of Joni. We kind of got bits and pieces.
Right.
You know, earlier in the season. And now we get a full thought. Super cute girl.
Cute.
Super cute girl. So we see, you know, their interaction. And they're a full-fledged family. Yep. Right? Full-fledged family. And so they end up talking about her party because her birthday's coming, her fifth birthday, and Allison being there,
right?
You know, the nemesis, right? And of course, we know from previous that Allison has recently come back to Montauk after abandoning essentially Joni and kind of committing herself,
leaving her for an extended stay,
for 6 months. And so now she's back. And so again, Louisa, I mean, Cole doesn't really seem to have a problem with this at all.
Right.
You know, he's just kind of, not that he's not cautious, but at the same token, he's like, you know, he has history with Allison. They were married before. They went through something together with losing their own child at 5 years. So he's very empathetic to Allison and what she's going through and basically does not want her to not see Joni and not have a relationship with Joni, even after what has happened.
Yes.
He kind of understands her. Louisa, on the other hand, is basically like, nah, man, this is not how it should go down.
Right.
So really, you know, she's kind of wants to keep her at a, you know, a safe distance away from her. She kind of, you know, again, if Allison never saw her again or was
she'd
not
be
allowed
like,
to.
Cool.
Oh, well, yeah. That's how it goes.
Oy.
Right. So, and we see, actually when he goes to pick up Joni, you know, Allison is there. And of course she has, according to the court, basically order that she has to have supervised visitation. So we see a counselor there and they're at the park. And so
did you think it was interesting? So because of obviously them opening up with him hooking up with her, and then all of the sudden he was very much trying to make sure he was the one picking up Joni or, you know, taking her to the visit with Allison. Like, it just seemed like he was trying to manipulate it. Like, he was saying to Louisa, well, I can take her if you can. Like, it was interesting to me at how much it's like he really wanted to be there. And I was...
Be there with Allison, you
it's,
think?
Well, it seemed that could be a part of it. Like, he sort of needs... It's like there's a fixation for him, too, I think, because of their history and because of everything that they've gone through together. There's this element of, I need to make sure you're okay. I need to be close to you. I need to know that you're... I don't know. It's sort of like... It's sort of like they're perpetually going to be star-crossed lovers. You know what I mean? Like, right. It just seems like this is the destiny for them. Like, it doesn't matter who they're with, what's going on. It's there's some of that happening.
Right. Yeah. I think it's a great point you make. This is my thing with the whole after watching this episode. I feel like with Cole and the Allison situation, I think Cole was good on Allison, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, she had, you know, was away. She was with, you know, of course, her husband, who she married, Noah, and they had that whole situation going on. The baby was born. He's good.
Right.
He's good. I've now moved on. I'm with Louisa. Everything's going on. We've started our family. And I think what ended up happening was kind of what triggered Louisa was the fact that once this baby was theirs jointly, I think there was a lot of emotions that came back. And so he never, I mean, based on what we see, even his actions before showed differently. He never, you know, was through with Allison.
Right.
And we see even in both their versions, at the end, there's some action between them two. So that just goes to show you that there is something still there, and on both parts.
Yeah, 100%. Well, think about everything that happened between, you know, I mean, when Allison got knocked up with Cole's baby,
right.
That was when she was still very much with Noah.
Exactly.
So it's sort of like they both can't help themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know what I can't help is when there's a live read that needs to happen.
Oh, that's cute.
Right.
Thanks, Lum.
And I think that it's something that's going to be you
this is
are
going
to take on.
Well, it's
very close to home.
Take
to you.
On and actually take off, Lem.
Oh, hey.
Because we're talking today about actually this happens to be one of my favorite new brands that I've just come across.
Okay.
A friend of mine actually used to work for the company. And so I was a little skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
And now I will say, these underwear are the best underwear ever. And I'm not fronting right now.
We're talking underwear,
I'm like trying
people.
To talk like
just so
Len.
You know,
can you
we're
tell?
We're talking underwear.
All right. So picture a world where putting on a new pair of underwear isn't just fresh. You're stepping into a better day. And I have to say, this is kind of accurate.
Day is better.
MeUndies focuses solely on producing the most comfortable underwear you've ever experienced. My friends at MeUndies sent me a few pairs a while back, and now I can't imagine wearing anything else. It really makes each day that much better. This is all true so far. For the price of 2 cocktails, MeUndies will actually... maybe 3, depending on where you go. MeUndies will deliver your new favorite pair of underwear right to your doorstep, better day guaranteed. And actually, I will say this, like, when the package arrives, you're like, hooray for me.
Really?
The undies are here.
It's going down.
Try them on, and if they aren't the most comfortable, best-feeling undies you've ever had, they'll refund you and let you keep your first pair for free, so that's a no-brainer. Mm. Included in the price is the Sweet Touch of Modal, a special fabric made with best-in-class raw materials that are scientifically proven to be 3 times softer than cotton. These uber-cozy undies are sold exclusively on the MeUndies website, where you'll enjoy free shipping in the U.S. and Canada. Mm. And get this, everyone. For a limited time, everyone watching gets 20% off their first order. But you have to go to a special URL, so mind this. It's MeUndies.com/comfort.
Comfort.
With the MeUndies Better Day Guarantee, you have nothing to lose, so don't wait. Go to MeUndies.com/comfort. 20% off your first order. I would say buy in multiples just because you're going to be really bummed if you don't have, like, at least 6 pairs at the ready.
Oh, really?
And actually, what's interesting about this, too, is I know we have to get back to the segment, but they always have festive, like, patterns and colors. Like, right now, they've got this, like, it looks like Christmas lights.
Oh.
And who doesn't want Christmas lights in their pants?
Right.
That's really funny. I don't want Christmas lights in my pants, but I'll take them on my underwear. Thank you. Okay.
MeUndies.
So that's that. MeUndies. Go
Merry
get them.
Christmas. Get it.
Yeah. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. All right. Back to our regular schedule programming.
Back to the underwear.
Back
coming
to
off
the, right.
on the affair.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Speaking of, so we see kind of just this demographic between, you know, the whole situation. Concerning Allison and Cole and, you know, Louisa. And you see that there's mad tension.
Yeah.
In both versions. Mad tension. And again, saying, and I think with Louisa, I think it's a lot of women's intuition because she said this, and I can't remember which version it was, but she did say, she's like, she wants you. Like, it's not just Joni. She wants you back. So she's basically trying to invade and get not only Joni, but get you back. And she really feels that threatened.
She said that in Cole's version.
It was in Cole's version.
It was when,
okay.
Yeah, so when he rushes in mm-hmm. to her after the whole pony incident.
That's right.
Yeah, and that was one of the things that she said.
Right.
It's all very interesting.
Yeah. But, I mean, she obviously, there's a reason behind that. I think in that moment, it's more than just the Haitian. You know, I think it is something that she does feel threatened because, in essence, for her, and she even says this, I believe, in that same segment where she's talking about, she's like, this is, you know, this is not my home, per se.
Right, she did,
so
yes.
So I'm, you know, I'm with you, but yeah. This is not my home. This is Allison's home, though. So she kind of has a leg up in that sense. So she's constantly just trying to fight and just to be a part, just to, you know, embrace Joni as her own, embrace Cole as her husband, embrace the people she's around. She's still getting comfortable with that. And I think Allison just showing up and just kind of like, hey, I'm here.
Yeah.
I love my daughter. And hey, Cole, you know, we should still be friends. It's threatening to her.
You know, I think it's actually going to be, I don't know if this is a prediction, but I just think it's going to be really interesting to see as this season unfolds, because now we're on episode 4, right?
Mm-hmm.
It seems, at least from the previews for next week, Noah is coming back into the picture, right? So I'm just going to be very interested to see how Louisa, her behavior changes
mm-hmm.
as Noah is coming back into the picture with Allison.
Right.
How that sort of redistributes her feelings of like, oh, are you trying to steal everything from me kind of a thing.
Right.
I think that might dissipate a little bit.
Oh, it'd be interesting to see.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Just
sure.
Because suddenly
sure.
another man shows up
right.
that's taking her attention,
right.
I think it might offset some stuff.
Oh, most definitely.
But I definitely think that things will still continue to be fiery and star-crossed lovers-y.
I definitely think so. Absolutely. And I think it really, and I think a lot of it goes to back, and I mentioned this earlier, about they were married and had a child together. And that child, you know, passed away. So now they have a child together again. So again, that's the bridge that's bringing them together.
Yeah.
This child is now 5. Their previous child was 5 when they lost, you know, the child.
Right.
So It's just a kind of a whole full circle thing.
It's crazy.
And I think that's what they're both feeling
yeah.
in these moments. Talk about Oscar a little bit in Cole's version.
How much do we love Oscar this season?
Oscar is like a changed man. He's just like, I mean, and my thing is like him and Cole were at odds. I mean, he was at odds with the whole Lockhart family.
Yeah.
Keep it all the way real. But I mean, he's like chummy with Cole. Hey, bro, how you doing? You know, da-da-da-da. He's got his little son with him. He's all fatherly now. And he's just like, you know, he's not the dude he was that we've seen previously at all,
right.
whatsoever. Even when we saw him before, when he was first introduced and he kind of went with Allison and was kind of talked to her in the bar and just the stuff he was saying, he's like, you know, just giving her tidbits of knowledge of stuff she can do. Nothing sneaky, nothing like, you know, diabolical known for.
Right.
Just like, hey, I'm just trying to extend, you know, extend an arm. He does this again.
I feel like almost the whole show needed that kind of a persona.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a refreshing addition to have his sort of character take this shape
sure,
now.
Sure.
I think it's necessary.
You
like,
think
we kind of need
yeah.
that level of, like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. Now he comes on the screen and we're like, he's kind of refreshing. I don't know. Like,
right.
everything else is like horrifying. We're like, what's going on? Who's sleeping with who?
Right,
what
right.
fight is about to ensue? And then there's
right.
Oscar.
It's just
yay!
Here. Even his hair. Like, he's got the hair, like, laid to
it's
the side.
Like,
it's like, what are you doing, Oscar?
It's
what's
so
going
good.
On? Right. But it's the whole, I think it's progression for how everybody, because, again, this is 3 years
yeah.
has passed
right.
since we see, you know, last season ended.
I would like to say this. Can someone please tweet us if you know anything about his wife, Jenny? Because Lem and I were like, did she work at the Lobster Roll?
Right, right.
Is there some back history? I don't feel like Jenny is someone that we know anything about.
I don't
but
remember
maybe
any.
I'm really being a forgetful
Could be
person.
Wrong. Because the way he said it like she was familiar.
Right.
So it would be interesting.
Well,
so, yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
You know, maybe like he met Jenny and, you know, and then 3 years went by and they've been doing a lot of double dating in those 3 years. So it's like, where's
know.
Jenny?
I don't know.
Where's
but yeah,
Jenny?
He did said it like it's familiar. And Montauk is very small.
Yeah.
So it's very possible she was around at some point and we just didn't know. We didn't see a whole lot. She mentioned her in Cole's version. We see her in Allison's version.
Yeah.
But very,
but
very
yeah,
briefly.
Yeah, not really see her.
Very, very briefly.
Right.
Very briefly. It's more about the child and kind of how he looks in that state. One of the things, and we kind of mentioned, is that in Cole's version, he shows her the part and he says, Cole, he looks happy with Louisa. And Cole kind of just is like, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, he did kind of react
right,
that
right,
way.
Right. And that, to me, goes to show, again, what I said earlier, that Allison is on his mind. And now Allison is, you know, in his thoughts, and he's just like, So the start of him dreaming about her to now he's like, yeah, sure, I'm happy with Louisa. And then, you know, going forward to the end of his version where they start kissing. We don't see them, you know, go all the way. But of course,
we know where it was leading.
Exactly. The way it looks.
We've seen that happen before with those two.
We have. Case in point, Joni, how she was made and came about.
Sort of interesting, though, in his version, before he leans in, he's pretty much like, my life is good when you're not around. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting in his version, him saying that. And then in her version, it was quite a different sort of.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of differences in between. It's interesting I was interested. I didn't think that it was going to end the same. I thought his version was definitely going to end a little differently.
I was curious about that. I was like, is she going to be the aggressor?
Right. And he was the aggressor both times. Obviously, their dialogue was different.
Yeah.
And it was interesting, actually, that he did say that he's like, yo, I'm happy without you. It's almost like she messes everything up.
Well, it's almost like he has to say that out loud to convince himself. Sure. Because I don't think he actually believes that.
Well, it's like it's politically correct.
So he has to keep saying, and people around him have to keep reinforcing, I love to see you with Louisa. He's like, know, like it's like he's needing to be convinced of this.
Exactly.
The one thing that we sort of are left hanging on is, does he really have an alibi for the Wednesday night that Noah was stabbed? And it appears that he does not, because
in both versions, he didn't have a solid alibi. We see in his version,
he said he was at home, but he wasn't really at home, because Louisa was like, where were you?
Where were you? But Louisa does cover for him when the police do come. They're asking about Noah being stabbed. He's just like, he could care less. But, you know, she comes over and says, oh, he was with me. And then, like you said, he asks her afterwards she asked him, where were you? And he's just, you know, he doesn't have an answer.
He doesn't tell
us. He doesn't have an answer. Yeah. And then in Allison's version, you know, he basically comes over to her house because he's upset about the police coming. Why did you send him over?
Yeah.
She's like, I didn't send anybody over.
Right.
And then, you know, she then kind of probes and says, well, where were you?
He was at home.
He was at home, which we know is a lie because of
And then quickly it changes the story to the lovely house that Allison's been building by hand.
Exactly.
Like, wow. Exactly. But it was interesting. Like, that kind of a segue, too. Just the whole thing was so
it was very interesting. Let's talk about the situation, because there was kind of two different ways it happened. And this is when during the party, and we see that there's a pony. In Allison's version, it looks more like a horse.
Yep, it did really. I was like, which it one changed. Is right? Right.
But it was still stated in both cases it was a pony. And so Joni, in Allison's version, Cole's version, gets on the pony and ends up falling off as she's kind of looking towards Allison. And then Allison runs to her aid. It looks like Louisa wants to run because, again, she's been the active mommy up until this point. And then Cole kind of stops her.
Right.
And says, let her do it.
Right.
And the way I see it is he's basically wanting Allison to be a part of Joni's life and be motherly and kind of have that, you know, she didn't have before because she was gone. And so, of course, Louisa's going to be upset about that. And they end up arguing later in the house. And that's, you know, right before when the police comes over. And so what did you think when you saw that initially as part of Cole's version with the whole Allison running to her aid and him kind of stopping Louisa from doing that?
I mean, I thought that was big of him in a way. Mm-hmm. I was like, way to go. Because I think the whole time he was noticing how much Louisa was sort of driving a wedge between Allison and Joni. So I think he was paying attention to that. So that's why he was sort of encouraging Allison to sort of take the lead with that. So I thought that was admirable. I was like, okay, go Cole. Yeah, like, good. I'm happy to see that you're owning that.
Right. Now, do you think that, based on what you said, do you think that it's for the sake of, you know, wanting her more life, or do you believe that it's because he does have feelings for her that we see manifest later on?
I think it's a combo.
Think it's a combo?
I think it's probably a little bit of both. I mean, look, at the end of the day, Joni's still sleeping in their house, right? And Louisa gets to tuck her in and read her, you know, a bedtime story and all that stuff. So we also have to keep that in mind. Right. Like, you know, if Allison wants to be the one to rush over to her daughter, then let her do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm just curious because obviously with Allison's version, it was a lot different.
It's almost like is Cole going to just be like hateful and like a bastard this whole time? Or is he just going to like, obviously she's doing everything that she can do and she's trying, you know, like she said, just like, right. I'm doing my best. I'm trying to prove to everyone that I'm here, that I'm staying, that I'm committed to my daughter. And so it's sort of like he either can like hate her and be spiteful to her, or accept that she's really doing these things and like give her a shot at being the mom, you know?
Well, what's interesting to me is that I feel like he's been pretty gracious towards her the entire time. I feel like the only time, you know, initially there was some conflict and he was like,
was right when she got back?
Yes. Which, you know, is granted, but I think that was all because of Louisa. I feel like if Louisa was not in the picture at all whatsoever, they weren't married, they weren't together, I think it would have been a whole different situation all the way around.
100%. I don't disagree with you.
So that being said, I feel like Louisa is the one that is the driving force that is trying to bring the wedge between them. And so I really think that he's fine with her. Obviously, you know, he still is concerned about her well-being. Mm-hmm. And when you see in her version, he goes to calm her because, like I said, the horse or pony situation ends up being very different. First of all, she's very concerned because she says the pony's too big. And Luis is like, no, you know, it's fine. You know, she's going to get on the horse or the pony. And I'm like, okay, first of all, if her mother is saying something, I feel like Luisa should have backed up. But again, she's a
certain. Well, and also
herself.
Like saying the level of stuff, like your anxiety is rubbing off. Like, exactly. Don't say all this in front of the kid. Exactly. Like now you're exactly. just doing the same thing. You're being a terrible influence.
And the thing is, all of this is playing out, and it's almost like, look, if she is saying that this is her mother,
right?
She's saying these things. I mean, it's a legitimate concern. It's not like I feel like if it was the other way around, like she's scared, and then Allison's like, no, put her on the horse. Yeah, just let her ride. And she's like, I don't think that's a good idea. But it was really like, Allison was like, no, why not let her ride? And Lou was like, no, she needs to ride first.
I know.
And no one else is going to ride before her.
It was weird.
Bring
over some cake.
Exactly.
Have her eat the cake and watch some other kids ride the freaking horse.
Yeah.
And let's,
yeah.
Yeah.
So again, it just, again, made Louisa look terrible.
Yeah.
It just made her look terrible.
Man, Louisa.
Right.
Oh, we're not liking you
not
right
liking
now.
Her
we're
at
not
all.
Liking.
Not and liking her at all.
I, you know, I'm having like, I don't remember if I loved when she first came into the picture with Cole. I don't remember. I mean, I remember that he was like bedazzled by her a little bit. Like, you know, because it was almost like she was someone that he needed at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like confused. Like, was I keen on? I don't remember.
You know, it was, I think at the time that she came in, Cole had been through so much.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right.
He had been through so much. So I think we were all, the consensus was like, you know, he's finding love again. You know, she's, you know.
And now we're like, right?
You know, it's this beautiful person, you know, that cares about him,
right.
Putting him first. And now it's like, nah, terrible.
Get her out of here.
She's terrible. Oh, we hate her.
Good Lord.
But again, I think Allison is the mother.
Yeah.
Allison, at the end of the day, Allison is the mother. And granted what happened, and I think it was a great line when Cole was saying, basically, you abandoned your daughter. She's like, no, I left her with her father.
I know. I loved that, Richard.
I left her.
That
was huge because, of course, you know, she's getting so much flack for what she did.
It's not like she just like left her somewhere.
Exactly.
Like,
just on the side of the road or at the police station. She said he left her with her father. So granted, now, again, and she knows it was a mistake and she knows all this stuff and she says she regrets it. She takes ownership. She's taking ownership.
Yeah.
All of this ownership.
Yeah.
And her spiel that she gave in her version, it was very profound because she's basically saying she made line. And I wrote this down. She said that, she has to watch him love someone else and raise Joni with someone else. That was huge.
Yeah.
And she's like, I understand. And that's my fault. I did that. That is my fault. So she's taking ownership for all of this.
Yeah.
So the fact that she's taking the ownership, she deserves to have a second chance in
totally.
A sense. And I think like she really gave a lot. And I think Cole is seeing that and he's just like, yeah, you're right.
I also feel like these moments where she does, you know, have these bouts of clarity and she's conveying in such a clear way, it's making him go, oh, I really love you.
So much.
Yeah, I kind of think so.
You are I love you
a little
and
bit.
Your cake
yeah.
that you made that no one can eat.
I was so mad about that in her version. I was like, did Louisa really hand back this cake? Like, how low is that?
Well, we see. Okay, so with the cake hole situation, that was another thing that was different. So when in Cole's version, she brings it, it's wrapped up.
Right.
And
she was also in a different outfit.
Right, she was in a different outfit.
All different outfits.
And so it was wrapped up, but of course there still was another cake there. But we see in their argument that they were having after the fact before the police came,
yep.
we see the cake on the table.
Right.
So the cake is there, was not given back.
I was like, give Joni a slice right. next time she's over.
right. Yeah. And so then, but in her version, the cake was, there was no wrapping on the cake. It was, you know, whatever that meant. I don't know.
Yeah.
But there was no wrapping on the cake. And then she brings the cake. And Oscar says, I like your cake better. good old Oscar. He's just so good now, yeah. you know. And then we see, of course, as she's leaving, we see Luisa bring her the cake back. She says, we're not going to eat it.
Could not believe that.
It's like, yo, this is, oh, I made it for her daughter.
I mean, I was at least hoping that Luisa was going to say, this has peanut butter in it. Or it's like, give me something. Give me something. Not just like, this is for you.
It was all, like, it was just so, like, who does that?
I know.
Like, it was just all bad all the way around.
I agree.
I mean, she made this for her daughter. This is her daughter. She made it for her daughter. And she's like, no, just keep the cake. No, we're not going to eat it. So here, take it.
I couldn't believe, I was like, ooh, that's you know? Low.
And then just this basically scolding her, you know, just back and forth about like how she treated Joni and just all of this stuff. And it's just like, look, you know, I, you know what I did for this party and all this kind of stuff. And it's like, that's great, but that's what you decided to do. It's not like I wouldn't have helped or I wouldn't, like, she's trying to make herself
so territorial.
Exactly.
Too. Yeah.
And just like, no, I'm better than you.
Right.
You abandoned your daughter.
I love when she called her a monster. I was
right,
like, yeah,
right.
Yeah, Allison, you tell her.
Exactly. Which, and I thought it was interesting too, when we see at the end after, of course, Cole and Allison do sleep together, because Ooh. Then it's definitely no shadow of a doubt in Allison's version, but they sleep together, that the next morning, of course, Cole is gone because he has a wife and he has to get back to her. And we see Luisa show up. Allison is about to get on her trusty bike.
Yep.
And we see Luisa show up and basically says, hey, I thought about it. You can go ahead and have her on her actual birthday as you requested. And then, you know, so it's kind of like, you know, look, my bad type of thing. And she, and I don't, and it was funny because I think she should have called her a monster. When Allison said, I think you're, you know, I think she might. So when she said, oh, I shouldn't have called you a monster, I was like, no, Allison.
Well, I mean, she was trying to be like, you know, I mean, I know, I get but it. Just, I get, like when she did that, I was like, yeah, right. I mean, she didn't, she doesn't, when she said that, she still was thinking, you're a fucking monster. But you know what I mean? Like she was thinking that, but yeah.
I don't think she should apologize, but I get it. Like you said, it was a more thing like, okay, you're going to do this. Okay, fine. I apologize for what I said.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like, you say that to me, I'm going to say that to you. Now we can kind of be kumbaya a little bit for the sake of Joan.
It was, I mean, it was, I was happy to see that she came back to sort of say all those things.
Rectify the situation.
To make it appropriate.
I think it was good because, I mean, even though I still think she is petty and I still think I don't like her.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be interesting. However, I don't know, because now I'm kind of on Cole now. It's like, Cole,
what you doing,
you're
Cole?
You're sleeping around on your wife. I mean, that's obviously going to play. And the whole situation with the fact that we still don't know if he has an actual alibi with the whole.
Nope, we don't.
And the way he talked to the cops, like he was like, is he dead?
I know.
Yo. And you saw in both versions because
in his version. But I think they did that intentionally. I don't.
But when you look at both versions, though, in both versions, we see the disdain that he has for Noah, obviously.
Oh, yeah,
and we know
100%.
That he's upset. But in his version, he says what he says to the cops, and he's like, well, you know, I'll just, you know, what did he say? He said something to the tune of, he said, is he dead? And they said, no, he's still alive. And he's like, something about, I'll kill him. Yeah, or I wish he would have died or something like that.
Yes. When he was like, how unfortunate that he's still alive.
Right.
But then too, I think it was to Allison later on. It was sort of like, if he ever comes into town, I'll
right.
like,
but he did say something. He said something to the cops about like, well, I wish he, you know, good or something to the fact, well, too bad that he didn't die.
Yeah.
Type thing.
Yes.
He said something like that. And I was like, yo, if you don't have a true alibi and you're saying these things, like that's very suspect. So, and that could come back to haunt. I'm just saying like, you know, it could come back to haunt you. You know, especially you saying these things. But again, we know how he feels about Noah.
Yeah.
And then again, I was just going to say, you brought up that he says again, if he shows up, I will kill him myself.
In front of the cops.
In front of the cops. Daylight, I'll bring him around.
Yeah.
So there's no doubt how he feels about Noah. Absolutely. Which, now that we see, and we'll go to the very end, when Allison is choo-choo-choo on a bike, And then we see this little, what was he driving?
A Mini Cooper.
Mini Cooper with Noah kind of looking back. And we're like, yo, what? And I'm thinking like,
we're like, is this also a dream? What's happening?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then when we see the previews for next week, we do see that he is back.
He's back. So I thought it was actually quite interesting, too. When the cops left Allison's place, that's mm-hmm. when she found out about what happened to Noah.
Right.
Because here's the thing. They haven't spoken in a year, is what mm-hmm. she said to the cops. We haven't spoken in a year, but right. 3 years have gone by. That means right. that what happened in these, like, what was the impetus for them to suddenly stop speaking? So that's quite interesting, and I'm excited to kind of understand what went down. So I don't know if we'll get a glimmer of that next week with the two of them or not.
I think we will, because obviously they're talking together. They're in like some hot tub or something together.
But it's like, what?
Right.
I don't know. This is like major. Right. And then the amount of emotion that came over her when she was listening to his voicemail. Mm-hmm. And we don't know if that was the first time she saw that he was calling in one of the, right? Like,
well, we saw that he, you're talking about when he called?
Well, when he called, we saw that. But right. I feel like we saw that she was seeing the incoming call from him and didn't
and
answer.
Then went to voicemail.
Right.
I believe we did see
but
that.
But we didn't see
not
if she had...
this episode.
No.
Yes.
But I don't think that we have any knowledge of whether that was the first time she had listened to the message or if she had heard it before.
I
but
I
want to
say
like,
that it is.
She was definitely overcome with some stuff.
I think that it was simply because of her reaction, because I think she kind of just was like, I don't want to have anything to do with him. And so then she, after that whole situation plays out, she's kind of there, she's in her feelings, and then she's like, she listens to the message, and then remember she calls him. So she listens to the message,
called,
and then she calls,
and it went to voicemail.
So there's obviously something still there within the whole Cole situation. So it's like, oh, here we go. But Allison, this is Allison's
this
bag.
This is the greatest
this
show
ever.
This
is what
ever.
She does. This is her MO. It is. So it's going to get there again.
It's getting gritty,
it's
guys.
It's going to get there again.
It's
and we're
going
to see it in this episode to come. I'm sure we're going to see more light on it. So that being said, let's get into predictions so we can really talk about it. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Let us do that.
Predictions.
Oh, there it is.
Hey. We got some pink lights. I like it.
Right. We've got short and sweet.
Well, okay. So I definitely think that, I think there's going to be a lot of weird overlapping sex stories happening between all these characters. I just think that if Noah's coming back, there's obviously something there. Then I think everything is still going to get kind of heated and crazy between her and Cole, because I think it's almost like she's like deeply connected to both of them. She's drawn to both on some level and she can't escape it. Mm-hmm. And I think that Cole now, obviously he's in a different situation. He loves Louisa. I don't think he would leave Louisa, but I think this is now going to be another interesting storyline between him and Allison, and exploring this other layer of whatever their relationship is. And then obviously we don't know kind of Noah and Juliet and sort of everything that's going to go on there and how she's going to affect him or what that's going to all be about. I think it's all weird. We don't know the ties between how Cole may have been involved in that night with Noah. I don't think he is, though. For whatever reason, I'm like, I find that so far-fetched that he would have been involved. Yeah. I think maybe he heard of something, or maybe there was some glimmer of, like, you know, maybe he did have some ears inside the prison or something, and so he did know when Noah was getting out or whatever. But I just don't feel like he would... I don't think he would go there. I'm quite curious. What was I going to say?
I don't know.
I know. I was like, I just lost it. There was like something really important. You go first, Lem.
You go second.
I'll go third.
You're going to wrap it up?
Yeah.
So, I think it's going to be interesting how that, like you said, the love triangle happens or triangle.
Yes.
It's like a quadruple hexagon or whatever.
It's crazy.
Because of all the working parts now. Mm-hmm. I think with Noah coming back to Montauk, it's really going to stir up the pot tremendously. It's already getting, you know, it's already boiling, but now it's going to get really overflow with the Noah situation. So you have Noah and Allison. And you have now Allison and Cole situation. You have Louisa and Cole who are married, but what is that going to be like?
Right.
So you have a lot of working parts, and this is just in Montauk, but you still have Noah with Nicolette, like you said.
Juliet.
Back, or Juliet, excuse me. Back where he's at. So I think it's going to be interesting. Also, and obviously we won't, I don't think we'll get into it in the next episode, but now I'm thinking of my girl Helen and how that's going to play because of how she's been with Noah and how she's kind of
longing
like,
for him.
Right. Yeah. And how that's going to be like, how is she going to be entered back in the picture if he ends up, because it sounds like he's like, what if I start again in Montauk?
I'm also actually quite curious. So obviously Allison now is seeing the hatred that Cole has because Cole is still under the impression that it was Noah that killed Scotty. Everyone thinks that Noah killed Scotty. Right. I just wonder if Allison at some point is going to be like, you don't really know what went down that night. Because I think that in order to protect Noah from Cole, because I do feel like Cole has that kind of hatred and that kind of fury inside of him where shit, something could go down.
Yeah.
You already
dropped the F-bomb.
I know, right? Sorry. I was like, anyway, this show just gets me very passionate. And I'm wearing MeUndies. So it's just a lethal combination between the two. No, but I'm actually curious if she's going to reveal to Cole, I was actually with Scotty moments before. Like, I don't know. I just, I think that that, and then that could totally incinerate their relationship.
Hugely.
It could go in so many different ways, Lem.
It can go, and that's what's dope about the show, because of how the writing is and how they kind of have the characters, you know, join together, separate it, and then join back again, and then, you know, with a different version. So I think we're in for some interesting storyline going
forward.
It's quite
the affair,
yes,
Lem.
Very much so, very much so. And they don't disappoint.
No.
You know how it goes down. But I'm excited, and that's been our show. And we're going to stay excited and make sure that you continue to be excited.
Tweet us.
Yes, actually, let us know what you think. Let us know how you think the show is going to go forward.
Yeah.
Also, thank everyone that's in the live chat. Sorry we didn't get to you, but thank you that you're there and talking amongst yourselves about what you think is going on. Again, make sure you join us next week.
Yeah.
It's going down.
Ooh, gosh.
It's going to go down. I'm really excited to see where it's going with the show. I've been your host, Lynn Gonzalez. You can find me always on social media everywhere at The Poet Scene. Also, make sure you check out my new website, stayonthemic.com. Allison Dean, where are you at, lady?
You can find me everywhere at The Allison Dean. Super easy breezy.
Super easy breezy, just like those panties that you
have on. Hey now.
All right, y'all. Until next week, we'll see you.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.